Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Look, I have full confidence in our staff, regardless where we pick him. I think we can always find value in watching what Matas has done and his progression during the year. I think that gives you hope. And again, the way I defined it, the way we want to build it, is with young players with experience. This group knows that expectations are going to be higher next year, and I think they're going to be ready for it.
That was Arturas Karnišovas. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, and tonight is draft night. The draft is at 7 o'clock, and just in case you're wondering, yeah, we're going to have draft coverage. Who do you think is joining us? Chuck Swirsky, he's going to be on after the Cubs postgame show,
what?
Reacting to round one of the NBA draft until midnight, late night basketball with Chuck. He'll break down what the Bulls do with that 12th overall pick. That can be heard on The Score in the Odyssey app tonight. I think the biggest question isn't just what are the Bulls going to do with their draft pick at 12. It really is the case of they could definitely draft for need here, and I would be okay with it.
When you say for need, you mean a big, don't you?
I do. I mean a big. I mean a strong four or five. I mean somebody who can defend at the rim. I need a modern center.
What about Kaman Maluak from Duke? 7'1", 250 pounds. Let me give you what the Ringer wrote about him. That's who they projected the Bulls taking at number 12. Maluak sliding this far would bring some desperately needed clarity for the indiscernibles. That's what they called them.
He'd
be the first high-powered rim-pressuring force they've had since a young Daniel Gafford. Next to elite lob throwers like Josh Giddey and Lonzo Ball, Kaman could just lie back and relax as they shovel food into his mouth like he's the plant from Little Shop of Horrors.
Feed me, Seymour! That's Audrey, too.
But even as an unrefined defensive anchor, Maluak could level up Chicago's half-court defense immediately. He's the type of massive drop big who forces finishers to leave their feet in indecision several feet higher up the lane than they would prefer to. Seems like he'd be a no-brainer for the Bulls if he's available. Are we all good with Maluak being the pick if the current constructed roster stays similar to what it is heading into the day?
Yeah, I mean, I would be good with that particular need being addressed because we know Arturas Karnišovas said summer 2026 is when they're going to have flexibility. And I think he says that because that's when Vooch's contract runs out. Do I still think Vooch can be moved? Yes. Do I think that tonight is an excellent example of seeing already with all these trades that we've seen come down even recently, Boston's trying to get under that second apron, the trades that have been made. Could we see a lot happen tonight? I think so. But regardless, get a big. I can't even believe that the discussion, I get it, Jakachonis, Kasperis Jakachonis from the Illini is a big discussion, not just because he's local, but because, you know, there is that kinsmanship there as far as nationality with Arturas Karnišovas, but I just don't think he's going to be available. I think he's probably going top 10 to Houston or something.
You're talking about Jakachonis or you're talking about
Jakachonis?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you would hope so. He would be
Sorry, I say it with a different accent.
No. I'm saying he would be a bad pick for the Bulls because they already have a guy who does the stuff he does that they're going to probably overpay, his name being Josh Giddey. You look at Jakachonis' skill set, and we talked to John Hollinger yesterday about this, and he, in his top 75 guys, had him up there, but he really does all the same stuff that Giddey does, and some of it maybe not as well, although he might be a little bit more physical than Giddey and a little bit better suited defensively based on what we've seen from Josh Giddey. He's not a great shooter, though. I think they need guys, if you're going to have a guard, your guards have to be able to shoot. You look at the NBA Finals as a perfect example of guys where there weren't like superstars outside of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You can argue Jalen Williams, Tyrese Halliburton, Pascal Siakam. But the other guys who supplement, you've got to have great supplemental pieces. If you want to go with the Arturas Karnišovas build, the 9-10, or just what other teams are doing right now in this moment, guys who shoot the ball well.
The 9 to 10 good players as opposed to two or three superstars. I think that's always worth having to describe in a way that makes it where you get the contrast.
Yeah, well, the big three era is over. That's what the second apron has done, because if you stay above a certain luxury threshold, they take away draft picks. There are real penalties now for doing that, and that's why everybody's desperate to stay under that, especially if you don't feel like you're contending.
And will that lead to what we've talked about on the show, parity in the NBA, what, seven straight years?
For the first time ever.
Yes, it absolutely
for the first time
will.
Ever, and this will continue to occur in part because of that.
So OKC, the seventh different champion in seven seasons for the NBA, the first time that that's happened in the NBA.
So Sam Smith, who always puts out worthy content, did mention Moloch from Duke in his discussion, also mentioned Derek Queen from Maryland. We've talked about him a lot, of course. Asa Newell from Georgia, Danny Wolf from Michigan, Thomas Sorber from Georgetown, and a name that has popped up recently from France, Yoann Berenger.
So I like Yoann Berenger.
There is a bear in there.
But you
does
gotta...
does he slide up on the draft prospects?
Oh, absolutely.
Now? All right.
Yoann Berenger. Bear. Yes, bear.
Bear.
Emphasis on the bear.
He just goes by bear.
So he's a 6'10"
guy.
Just call me bear.
19-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And so it seems like
from
he
Slovenia.
Would be yeah, it seems like he would be more of a project because he's 19.
Big time. Big time.
But when you ride the hot hand, AK, like a lot of people said Modest Buzelis was a project, but we saw the development arc and how it's growing. I could understand why they would want to go ahead and continue with that process as well.
And he could block shots right now. Like he can, that's his thing. So he
again,
I think
rim
he can
protection would be key.
Yeah.
My thing when you're building a modern NBA roster is your bigs have to be able to be rim runners, lob catchers, and rim protectors. That's what I like out of a big. And if that big can also knock down a three, that's a bonus.
Oh, are you kidding? That's the secret sauce.
That's almost a must, like if you want to go to the next level, right?
Let's listen also, because when Casey Johnson talks, I listen, especially when I know that he and Sam, to me, are two who are incredibly tapped into what Team Acme, a.k.a. me, Arturis Karnashevas, Mark Eversley, are likely to do. So let's hear what Casey Johnson had to say on the Fast Break on CHSN about what he thinks happens at 12.
From everything I've been told, they are very confident they're going to get a good player at 12. I have not heard much talk about them trading up. And the two names that I'm hearing the most linked to the Bulls are Colin Murray-Boyles and Noah Essengue, the French prospect. Pretty different players. Colin Murray-Boyles, probably the best defensive prospect in the draft. Just very versatile, very confident in his defensive ability. His comp at the combine that he told us was OKC's Jalen Williams, so that's a pretty good comp if you're a Bulls fan, and he's available at 12. If he's not, and Essengue is the pick, you know, that's a bet on upside. He's 18. Played professionally, very athletic, can get up and down the floor. And that's kind of the big takeaway and the big theme that you're hearing associated with the Bulls is they definitely want to add a player that fits with this style of play, you know, with getting up and down the court, playing fast in transition, taking a lot of threes.
So here's what I love about that particular player out of South Carolina. He's 6'7", 239 pounds, so he's not like light. Probably could add a little bit more muscle, but he's not going to get pushed around. He's 20 years old, and he is a bit of a Swiss Army knife. Some of the other comparisons that we've seen, Draymond Green, Anthony Mason, Julius Randle as far as the offensive end, Boris Diaw, Meta World Peace. If he can become any of the guys I just listed, that's a great pick at number 12. He is a physical defender. That's why being the 239 matters. And they're saying they think his three-point shooting can get better than the split it was last year in college where he only shot 26.5% from three.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, I think that there's every reason to believe, especially with NBA coaching. I don't know why that wouldn't improve. I also want to hear what John Hollinger had to say about a name that has been very prevalent recently, and when I say recently, I mean like within the past 24 hours, South Carolina forward prospect Colin Murray Boyles.
Colin Murray Boyles, if he is there at 12, I think he'd be a great fit in Chicago. He can really defend. His shooting, I think, is coming around. That's probably the most suspect part of his game right now, but he can score on the block. He can make plays and passes and whatnot from the perimeter. And again, at the defensive end, I think he would really help Chicago a lot. A multi-positional defender, can guard bigs, can switch out onto the perimeter. I think he'd be a really interesting choice for Chicago.
So more about CMB, adding to what you were saying.
It's the 7 foot three quarters wingspan that really sells that. And the idea that we're hearing the Bulls prioritizing defense, that's new, and that is welcomed.
I also look at the list of guards, you know,
here we go.
I know, and the list, you know, is I feel like VJ Edgecombe is really getting a lot of, like, hot comp right now, you know, like I'm hearing Dwayne Wade be brought up in VJ's discussion.
76ers.
That's all great, but he's just not going to be there.
Right. Like, well,
these
yes.
are not guys that I can pay attention to. You think so? You think
well,
he goes
no,
to Philly?
I'm just going off of the mock drafts that I was looking at. It seemed like he was placed with Philly with multiple people.
They've got the guy who refused to work out for Philly, Ace Bailey, in a free fall of sorts. If he was to fall to 12, I think you might have to pull the trigger on that because the potential is there, and Billy Donovan has done a decent job for the most part, Patrick Williams excluded, with development. When you look at what's happened with Ayo Dosunmu, Kobe White, and some of the other players that have been on the Bulls.
I wish Dalen Terry could be brought into that conversation. Like
he's in the Patrick Williams category right now.
And, you know, I think about that a lot. Like, we've talked a lot about the 2022 draft, and for example, you know, Nemhard gets taken from Indiana after Dalen Terry at 18. Oof. And you always look at that, right? Like that's how we assess
in all sports.
But when he gets taken at 18, you know, they do start to add up in that way. And you're trying to figure out how everybody fits on the roster.
I do not often go to Fox Sports for my basketball information, but just so you know, they put out a mock draft, and at 12, they had Carter Bryant, small forward, 6'7", 215 pounds. He played at Arizona, and the quote around him was, "Weird to see a guy who averaged 6.5 points per game coming off the bench being drafted in the lottery, but it's all about measurements and potential. I don't see it, but teams see him as a Jalen Williams-type player if he can improve his offense." Who does that sound like?
It sounds like Patrick Williams.
It sounds like Dalen Terry to me.
But when I think of coming off the bench and the measurements and the potential,
that's true.
That's why I thought about Patrick Williams.
Yeah, I just don't. They can't afford a miss here. They can't afford a miss at number 12.
Patrick Williams was taken at number four. Ladies and gentlemen. Number four, and he's living a great life, man.
There are busts every year. Even the best general managers have drafted busts, but they don't have a bunch of picks, and that's why we have to be really careful about what they do. I would love to see a Jonathan Kuminga trade some way. That's why I'm wearing the Warriors shirt.
Like, I know that's your ideal scenario, and
process. Okay.
I love that idea to happen. I don't necessarily know that that's the case. Also, looking at the draft board, the amount of times you see the words Brooklyn Nets, still jarring. That's how you do it, man.
Some of those picks will be definitely on the move and will not be taken by the Brooklyn Nets.
5 picks in the first round?
Can't happen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.